Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We bring on Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates to talk about what's going on in Albany with the now late state budget. Jack, I just kind of want to start big picture. And I'm just remembering this as we're bringing you on, this very specific thing that it's just like making me my head go in circles. Does this say anything, greater about Albany that we are sitting here now, almost a week after the budget deadline, without an agreement? Because I remember, a few years ago, and this is the part that's making me laugh inside my head because it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Andrew Cuomo was so proud of his on-time budgets, he was handing out baseballs that were embossed with the logo to mark a grand slam of, five consecutive on-time budgets. Before that, it was a hockey puck, Jack, for his hat trick of on-time budgets, three in a row. And I'm, just thinking back, like, wow, that's crazy. But does it mean something? And does it mean something now that that trend that we had been on is broken?
Well, good morning. It certainly says something about Albany that, the fiscal year has started and we don't have a budget. And it doesn't say anything good. And it says a lot that we're, not reviewing budget documents, right? That there are a couple legislators in these conversations, a couple executive people in these conversations, and most of the legislature and the entire public are not a part of them. So that certainly says a lot about Albany and kind of where we are. My one note of caution on that is Andrew Cuomo did have a few on-time budgets. That was very good. But then, the second half of his administration, we reverted to these sort of timely budgets where they were close, where they announced the deal, but they weren't actually done before April 1st.
That's right. They were
Go ahead.
Timely is the new buzzword for that. And I saw a quote from Governor Hochul who said she's more concerned about details than expediency, referring to this late budget. But it does seem like there's some movement on some things, including bail reform. Where is the budget? Where does it stand this morning?
Well, it does seem that we're getting a lot closer. There was what we call a leaders meeting, which was the governor, Speaker Carl Hastie, and Majority Leader Andrew Stewart-Cousins last night around 8:30. That went into the night. They're going to brief the houses of the legislature this morning, but it sounds like we're really close, that they have agreed to some changes to the bail and discovery laws, and that we're getting very close. Other things are, in Albany speak, closing down. So I think we're moving towards a deal announced later today or at the latest tomorrow morning.
Interesting to note. When you were talking about how it's very few people actually involved in this, that we have to, have things kind of trickle out via leaks, I guess you'd almost call them, as to what is actually included in this massive, over $216 billion budget. For so long, New York State was criticized for just being the state of three men in the room, and that's who made the decision. And then, you know, we got, well, hey, it's, you know, there's no three men in the room anymore. You know, finally, it's a woman breaking the ranks. And, you know, whether it's through the majority leader or now the governor herself, you know, it's no longer three men in a room. And I've always kind of said, well, hang on a second. The problem is not the men or women. It says three people, three humans, who are making the decisions for everybody else. Is that still the case in Albany?
Absolutely, that's still the case, right? It really is a small group of people making these decisions. You know, there isn't a lot of transparency in the what they're discussing and kind of where that is, even for many of the rank-and-file legislators. What's interesting is two things that are still being negotiated as we go towards getting this thing done, or are some oversight of the something called the database of deals, which would actually tell people what the state was spending on economic development and be able to see if it worked, and another basically an outside investigation or report on how those programs work. So hopefully what's coming out of here may be cracked. Small cracks, but some cracks in that those windows of transparency.
Something else that seems to have come up just in the last couple of days, it looks like that alcohol to go may be back included in the budget.
It definitely seems like alcohol to go is going to be part of a final deal. It may be a little bit modified from what the governor originally proposed, with a few more you know, just a little more oversight or restrictions, but it looks like that's going to be part of the deal.
Something like that can, you know, for most people listening, oh, alcohol to go can be part of the budget. I think just about everybody's saying, what's the problem here? We did it for 2 years. Why wasn't this the law beforehand? Who cares? Why can't you just do this? Why is something like this that just seems so obvious to do? I mean, look, for the past billion years, I can walk inside a supermarket, grab a beer, and walk outside into the car. And hey, if my fingers work, guess what? I would have the ability to open that while in the car, too. Why is something like this just so, it seems so complicated to get a deal done on it when it comes to, you know, working through the legislature?
I think the biggest what happens in Albany is all the stakeholders find a way to get a voice, whether that's through legislators, lobbyists, advocates, and people who support them. You know, there is a big deal about who distributes alcohol. You know, we still have in New York State these Tide House laws about how, I don't know, wine comes in from out of state and it's got to be stored in a warehouse overnight for 24 hours. I mean, it's more complicated than that, but these are literally prohibition-era rules that still govern a lot of these things. And in New York, you get a lot of stakeholders, and they have an awful lot to say about anything that might cut into their piece of the pie.
And, Jack, why is the gas tax suspension so hard? I mean, when it would benefit so many. And then there's talk of, well, it might just be a portion of the gas tax and not the full state gas tax.
Well, I think there's a couple things on that. And one is there's a real concern that just suspending the tax may not filter down to consumers, right? So if you cut this tax, but it's going to the, you know, the retailer, it's going to the distributor, and it's not going to taxpayers, there'd be a lot of frustration, even more frustration about that. So there is talk about, is it that? Is it a rebate? What does this look like? And in addition, that gas tax is a dedicated fund, right? So it's not just general fund that the governor and legislature use for things like a stadium. It is money that is directly allocated to our roads and bridges. And so cutting into that also is going to cut into, you know, the potholes, which we've seen getting worse and worse. So it's trying to balance those things. But I'll tell you, there is going to be some kind of relief for taxpayers on gasoline prices in the budget.
Hey, we appreciate you helping us sort through it, and we know there's a lot to get to, hopefully, by the end of the week. We're talking with you about some things that we know for sure, and not just out of reports. Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell & Associates joining us live this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.